and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is CEO of the Lance Learning Group, Lance Walnow. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and Ricky Baker. And I'm Tammy Sue Baker, and now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Pastor Jim Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. How are you doing, girl?
Doing good. How are you doing?
We're doing pretty good here. This is Grandma's going home week. She's already gone, but
yes. But
we're celebrating her homegoing, right?
Yes, amen.
And we've got this week is going to be quite a week for us. And Ricky's here to celebrate Grandma. And Brooke, his beautiful wife. Did you ever dream, Ricky, that you would marry a beauty queen?
I dreamt it, but I didn't think it would happen.
So. You married a beauty queen.
She's
beautiful.
Yeah.
You are beautiful. Can I say that?
Yes,
you?
She is.
And you play the piano. Yes. Both yes, my favorite is. Things is piano and
look at
and this is
about look at her
Jacqueline.
I love it. Jacqueline.
You can have it.
You want to say something, Jacqueline?
It's ringing back.
Oh,
whoa.
She's ready for TV, folks.
There she is. That's little Jacqueline. How many remember they got married just a few days ago? No.
Yeah, it feels like it.
Up on the you were the first ones to be married in the chapel.
Yes.
Yeah. And God willing, Ricky is going to be with us on the show in a few years.
Yes, absolutely.
Or sooner.
Absolutely. Jackson's interested in the mic.
My children, when I leave the earth, are going to take my place, Mondo.
We are.
Yes.
So we're getting ready now?
Yes, I'm training you.
He's training.
I'm telling you, I'm always in the pit. That means preacher in training, prophet in training.
That's right.
That's right. And I've been training you for 23 years.
20, that's a long training program.
Do you want me to have this microphone?
I don't know if that's a compliment or...
Yeah. It's all right. This is my granddaughter.
Yay!
She likes the applause. She's ready for television.
She is.
And so I'm going to try to get Brooke on TV when they come back. But I know you can do it. How come you're so bashful?
It's my temperament.
It's your temperament? Yeah. Did Grandma do your temperament?
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's her mic, I guess. It's not mine.
It's Jacqueline's world. We're just living in it. I'm telling you.
She's never had one before.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
This is her first time really on television,
yes.
So this is pretty good. I'm testing her. All my children and grandchildren are going to be on TV.
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to call it the Baker family.
Yes.
The Baker family TV show.
Yeah.
How's that? Tammy Sue's going to be there to help Dad when he's gone.
I love it.
You're talking too much about leaving. You're not going anywhere.
That's
I don't
right.
know about you.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know, but people, when you get older, people always say, well, have you made plans? And so
she wants to go to
we have one of the great guests of America on the show today, Dr. Lance Walnow. You're going to go?
Yeah. She's going to play with the mic behind
her. All right. All right, you can go play.
Bye.
He likes Daddy.
She loves me. Bye.
Bye.
You love your daughter.
Oh, yeah. We get to spend a lot of quality time with each other, so it's really nice.
You live in Alaska?
I do. I currently live in Alaska, and it's cold. I'm telling you. It's the stereotype everyone thinks it is. It's cold 8 months out of the year. So
I'm worried about you being in Alaska because... We follow earthquakes, Mondo.
Yes, we do. We always think about you, Ricky and Brooke and Jacqueline.
And trust me, I'm feeling them, too. Oh, yeah.
You had one last week or so. Did you get a big one that you felt?
A few weeks ago, it sounded like, you know, we hear it before we feel it. So it sounded like a semi-truck was about to run into the house. So my natural reaction, I sprinted upstairs to grab Jacqueline out of her crib, and the house started swaying. You know, the houses up there are built to withstand earthquakes, so the houses sway. But, you know, 12 inches on either side or 6 inches, whatever it is, that feels like a lot when the whole
they're
house
is
moving.
They're built on, like, rollers or something?
Yeah, they're built on earthquake rockers. That way, so the house doesn't fall apart.
Mm-hmm. But you were moving, huh?
I was moving and grooving, and trust me, I was scared. I was trying to figure out the best way to get out of the house, yeah.
And all the neighbors are in the yard by now,
yeah,
right?
everyone runs out to the middle of the street, so it's the safest place to be. So I'm telling you, when you feel an earthquake up there, it's the real deal.
But we're going to talk to Lance Wallnell today about the signs of the times.
Yeah.
And one of them is there's earthquakes.
There's a lot of earthquakes.
Big things are happening. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Marcella, I know you're very busy in getting ready for Grandma's celebration service.
Yes.
A lot of people coming.
We have a lot of
people.
From
all over the world.
Yes.
People are coming. Our friends are coming.
Yeah, she's made a great impact on many lives, our partners, our viewers. I mean, the thousands, I cannot even tell you, thousands of messages have just been pouring into our ministry and just remembering how she has touched your life. And we want to thank you to all of our partners for your love. And it's been amazing to just watch how someone can impact. And really, television, the impact that you make with one another, you become family. It really is.
You know,
we become family together.
I believe by now we've received thousands
yes.
of emails
yes.
and notes and letters.
It's beautiful.
It's just shocking that Grandma, you know, one life.
Amen.
Aunt Donna and Grandma were in their 80s. You're in the 80s, Donna, right? She always gives me up for doing that. But, you know, Grandma just, she came to greet people in the
yes.
green room.
Yes.
But she was the counselor for the staff and for the my counsel. She
yes.
counseled me.
Yes.
And so she's going to be so missed.
Yes.
But we're going to celebrate Grandma Shar
yes.
You know, this
when
week.
When I think about her, I think about the first in real life person that has influenced people in many lives. You can call her an influencer. This is without social media. This is without using, you know, the platforms that we all use nowadays. One life was able to influence thousands upon thousands of people throughout her life since she was a little girl all the way up to the end. The guests love Grandma Shar. And some of the guests have written and said, you know what, it's not going to be the same in the green room anymore now that Grandma has gone to heaven. But I want to tell you something. I can't even process it yet, Dad, because it still hurts. But I'm happy for Grandma, but also sad that we're not going to be able to stop by her office. She
yeah.
was the first girl. Can I tell you this? The first girl. I always called her a girl because she was so girly. But I can tell you this. The first lady, the first girl that I ever let my hair grow for.
Yeah.
She always wanted to see my black hair and said, why you keep shaving your hair? Well, you know,
okay.
You got such...
Next 6 months, let your hair grow for Grandma.
Oh,
I told them, you know, they don't realize these kids. They think they're going to be young forever. You can get bald head like me, you know. And you got that beautiful black hair. You ought to let it grow.
Just for Grandma.
Just for Grandma.
Oh,
she loved it.
I look like a chia pet. Oh, no. But she was a beautiful lady. I know she impacted your life very deeply.
Yeah. It's just our whole world has stood still for the last mm-hmm. few days. And Dr. Lance Wallnau is one of my dear friends. He's one of the most sought-after speakers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of my favorite guests because he talks. He's a great, great communicator. He's CEO of the Lance Learning Group. He's recognized as the man who coined the phrase for Trump. Trump, remember?
Derangement
syndrome. Yes. Before the election, you remember that?
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
And that was in what, 2016?
2016.
And world leaders would recognize President Trump as a modern-day Cyrus. He
yeah.
said that.
Yes, he did.
And they did.
Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, leaders from Israel
yes.
said that. So I want you to welcome back to our program by Skype today, Lance Wallnau.
Hi, Jen. Good to see the family.
Good to see you, Lance. How you doing today in this crazy world we're living in?
It is a crazy world, but I just wanted to comment about Grandma Shar because she touched everyone who came through there. You know, she'd sit back there in the room before we go out on the set. And I have to tell you, for Annabelle and me both, we sat down with her like she was a mama in the kingdom. And she could get you to feel the authenticity and the purity of what ministry is. You know, in 30 or 40 years of doing this business, you could choose to be cynical or you could choose to be enthusiastic depending on the kind of people you meet. And some people get burned out with church. They never want to go back. Well, they had a bad experience. Let me tell you something. We all have bad experiences with people, and Christians included. But she had that kind of quality that showed the innocence, the purity, and the authenticity of what Christianity is. And that's why I think Grandma Char should be specially celebrated. She maintained integrity and breathed it out of her pores. And that's what I loved about her.
Oh, thank you, Lance. This is what all of our guests say about Grandma. The letters, thousands of notes coming in.
Yeah,
isn't that right? I mean,
right.
Overwhelming us. We knew she was loved, but we had no idea that she touched so many people.
Yeah.
And I know you knew her, right? A lot of you people here knew Grandma Char, and you shook her hand, and she would come out and greet the audience a lot. And she would sit in the audience. That's a scene right there from the audience. Lance, we really love you, and I know you've been so busy. We haven't even had you on the program for, feels like years, but it's been months probably.
Yeah. There's a saying, Jim, which is there are years when nothing happens and weeks where years happen. And there's so much happening since the last time you and I talked, because you're an end time prophet. People I know we all wear different hats. When I'm in media, or I'm in Washington, people never think of me as a prophet, because if you're a Daniel or you're in media as you are, it doesn't look like you're a prophet because you're not walking around with a stick and a music team. But the reality is we're living in the rapid prophetic unfolding of events that it literally requires a prophetic news eye to be able to interpret, because the events are resonating with significance right now. What happened in Afghanistan, what's happening with the economy, what's happening in Israel, all these things now, Jim, are coming together and they're converging to create a clear picture of the future. And I thank God for people like you that are willing to courageously have that conversation.
You have a new project called The Underground. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, you know, when Rush Limbaugh died, Jim, I felt a void, because Rush was one of the few secular voices. And I was praying for him, and I know his brother David is a Christian. And I was praying for him, but I really felt like he gave such clarity and such calm and such hope and interpretation, discerning of what was happening. He was the first guy that said, when I said Trump derangement syndrome, within 24 hours, Rush Limbaugh said it. So I always felt a connection with him. He was like a secular prophet. And when he died, I felt there was a big void. And then the Lord started talking to me. And he said to me, what do you want to do? And I wrestled with this question for months. What do you want to do? And I would say something spiritual I thought the Lord wanted to hear. I just want to please you. And I felt like the Lord going, stop it. What do you want to do? And I said, I want to be a Pentecostal Rush Limbaugh. I want to fuse together the Bible and the optimism and the power of God with an honest, real assessment of world events that's prophetic in nature and predictive in power. And so that's The Underground. It's our Pentecostal Rush Limbaugh program. And so what we do there at The Underground is we mobilize the body of Christ so that we're not just informed, but we actually are mobilizing Christians to go into precincts, Christians to get involved with school boards, Christians to get involved with primary and candidates, Christians to get involved with media, Christians to get involved with business. It's the Seven Mountain Christian Offensive to go reclaim America and put a firewall up so that the devil can take no more ground. So we have a news program that mobilizes people to take action right where they live.
Chapter 7 in your most recent book God's Chaos Code. It's titled The New Religion, and you wrote, many Americans feel like a cultural 9/11 is unfolding in front of them, but have no clue that a radicalized ideology has taken us all captive. Can you explain that?
Yeah, sure. You know, when you think about it, what is this woke thing that's going on, Jim? What is really happening here is it's almost as though a new generation of young people got religion, but they got religion without Jesus.
Yeah.
So they're all about justice, and they're all about the cause and the mission. The problem is the cause and the mission is anybody that is not converted to their new theology, the theology of woke. And what has happened is two things got unleashed in America that really the church did not have an answer for. So ground was seeded in culture. Part of it was the LGBTQ movement, which even Donald Trump tried to win over on his Republican platform. So here you have that Black Lives Matter came along, which is a way of fusing racism with Marxism in a new alchemy. These two blades came into the American system, and coming out of academia, where they were taught consistently in the university system, we seeded millions of youth into corporations, into media, into politics. We literally seeded a disciple generation of fanatics. And so their new religion is the religion of woke, which means if you don't subscribe to their beliefs about sexuality, about gender, about identity, about race, then you're a blasphemer. And so whenever a sacred is risen up, what you'll see is you'll see blasphemy laws come out. So the sacred used to be Jesus Christ and God in America. That sacred has been dethroned by the left, but not in the heartland of America, and that's where the conflict's gonna come. It's been dethroned in the high places of Hollywood and Wall Street and Washington, but not in the heartland of America. So what's happening is a collision is taking place where woke capital, woke corporations, woke politicians are all getting hit and getting broke right now with the American people rising up. And the church is right at the epicenter of this because we're the ones that are finally finding our voice to say, we're not letting critical race theory or gender pronouns or government Marxism take over our freedoms or our life. And that's the religious conflict that's taking place right now under the guise of politics.
Amen. Please explain. Blake,
does that make sense?
Yeah. Can you explain the difference between secular and progressive fundamentals? The fundamentals between the two?
Fundamentalism has a bad name. And this is the thing about psychological operations in American warfare. They always look for what's the best language to use. So rather than spending $3.5 trillion on debt, it's investing $3.5 trillion on infrastructure. And they work out what language is the most effective, and then the politicians have scripts given to them. It's like psychological manipulation. So what happens in all these areas is the progressives and the secularists, they used to make fun of the Christian fundamentalists, but they are actually fundamentalists, meaning they're intolerant of anyone that isn't conforming to their faith. The difference between secular fundamentalism and progressive fundamentalism is the difference between Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. There is none. They're both fundamentalists, and they work together with their hatred of Western civilization.
Wow.
Why do the phrase like the woke movement, cancel culture, and social justice sounds so appealing to the younger generation?
Well, you know, when Jesus went into Jerusalem, there's a great promise here I think we need to grab a hold of. Jesus goes into the Jerusalem, and he's riding on the colt, the foal of an ass that has never yet been ridden, in the King James it says. So this would be a young donkey that has never yet been broken in by a human being, meaning the end time move of God that is coming is going to come with a young generation. I think that's not the millennials. I think it's the generation after them that's coming up, who, by the way, are rebelling against the millennials. I think they're the generation Jesus is going to ride into Jerusalem, meaning There's a move of God that needs to hit young people. And I think we'll find out in heaven. If the church doesn't have a revival that grabs the attention of the youth, then the devil will sell a counterfeit. So all of this woke thing is an answer to the yearning in the human heart for purity, for nobility, for an ethical code, for being courageous, for being part of a movement, for standing up against the evil. And they're being manipulated into making the woke thing the movement of the youth, when in fact it's a manipulation by politicians and power brokers to control the American economic apparatus.
Why? I just don't get this, Mondo. We talk about it all the time, about socialism.
Yes.
And do you have socialism in Alaska?
No, but you have people trying to implement it all over the world. And you can see there's a common track record where people try socialism, they fail every single time. And it's just ironic that we think here in America, our leadership believes that for some reason that we can make it succeed. It's just the blunt truth is we can't.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. It doesn't make sense.
I don't get it, Mondo.
Yeah.
I know I've read the figures this week, and I don't know if you have the new figures or not, but socialism is more popular in America, supposedly, than capitalism. That means the American system, you know. Do you have any numbers?
The numbers are staying at 55% are pro-socialism in America.
More than half.
Absolutely.
More than half of Americans want socialism. How can we be that dumb? Is that insult you?
It should. Wow. Wow.
Socialism's never worked.
No.
Lance, I don't know if you can answer this question, but it's my big one. Why is America embracing socialism, this land of the free, the home of the brave, and all that we've had? And I mean, I lost a station last week because one of my guests they didn't like, you know. And it's we don't have freedom of speech anymore.
Right.
There's a backlash. Honestly, the 55% you're talking about is, if you look at this on a grade scale, you'll see that most of it's youth. The older you get, the less socialism you really believe in and have confidence in. So what you've got is, once again, the greatest danger in America is the discipling of the next generation. And we kind of missed it. In the school system, they're getting sold on socialism because they've got teachers in the teachers' unions who resent America. And so people that don't like America are teaching values to children. And I say education is overrated, that you probably would be doing your kids a favor by not letting them go to college and letting them spend a couple of years apprenticing with somebody that has skills. But I think socialism can be broken because the average person doesn't know what socialism is. It sounds like generosity, like, well, we need someone to help take care of the poor. Notice how every time the government tries to take the place of the church, it makes things worse. Yeah. The only people that can legitimately be trusted to take care of the poor are people that actually are around the poor, that have been poor, or that love the poor. And that's not the government, that's for sure. The Beltway is the Washington districts around the Beltway are the six richest counties in the United States. They all live in Washington. They're insulated from the poor. They don't see the poor. Socialism, if you were to package it this way with young people, you have dreams and you have desires. Would you be willing to trade your freedom and those dreams and give them to me and other adults who will tell you what to do with your life, and we will manage your life for you? All you got to do is give up your freedom of choice and your dreams, and we'll give you the life you really want. You put it that way, and there'll be a wholesale. Only 1% would say they want that, because nobody understands the price of socialism is you give someone else the power to make you a factory module in a great manufacturing machine where you mean nothing and the state means everything.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Listen to this report.
Yeah.
Mind 74% of Generation Z and 70% of millennials do not see the Marxist ideology that suppresses the freedom of citizens. That's a big number. when 70% of millennials and 74% don't believe that this ideology of socialism that is bringing into this country is not bad, that should wake everyone up right now. Because if what they're teaching our students or kids in school is driving these numbers to go up another 10%, and we're not doing anything about it, that means that while your generation is dying, meaning the ideology that you guys had about, you know, the socialism and communism being horrible to a country, here you have a young generation that is accepting this pandemic has done more to drive these numbers up because the government keeps giving things away. And you wonder why people don't want to show up to work. You wonder why there's a shortage of workers in the United States. Can you imagine that? That is a statement that I never in my lifetime would have ever heard. My country, Central America, fought for the freedoms of communism and socialism to be overtaken in Central America. But listen, we have a generation that does not want capitalism. That should trouble every American hearing our voice right now. The church has got to wake up. The church has got to wake up. We have to wake up.
It's like every nation wants to come to America, especially in the poverty nations. They all want to come to America, and now we're trying to change America to what they are. Is God a factor in this new religion, Lance? I'm concerned about what's happening with God, because this new left has changed America. You know, you prophesied that Trump would be president. You were on my show. You ripped things up. You just tore it up. And you gave him some titles that I think he still has today. But your prophecy came true. And you weren't quite sure whether he would be reelected.
Right.
But I believe in you. I shouldn't say I believe in Lance Wallnau, but I do believe in Lance Wallnau. But I believe in what God has given to you and poured into you. But I'm concerned about where's God in all of this. What's going to happen? You can't just ignore God without judgment coming to a nation. Is God a factor in this new? And there's a new religion in America, people. America's not the same America. Come on, any old people here? You know very well when you were young, we had freedom in this country like we don't have today. I'm going to get on my soapbox here if I'm not careful. Answer that question. Is God a factor in this new religion, Lance?
I want to answer that, but let me just say, you know what I love about you, Jim? You are the youngest older guy that I know. You've got the energy of your youth. The fire of your youth, you still come across with that power, the same personality and anointing. I'm telling you, you're a model for how we need to be living. So, and even what you've got up there in the mountain. Let me shift around here, because we could dig a hole and get depressed. Let's see what is God doing.
I want to get people saved.
Yeah. Well, here's the good news. I believe there's going to be a vast argument for decertification. I do not think it's going to be happening. I know we got a lot of people out there that want to see Donald Trump back in office. He doesn't even see himself coming back in office as a result of what's happening right now. But the legitimacy of the Biden regime is bleeding out credibility every day. And he's got the lowest poll numbers of any president. And so the whole socialist agenda, just want you to think about this. It could be that God is disciplining America, and that we could use the word judgment, but the difference between a judgment and a discipline is that discipline is to bring correction. Judgment is to bring consequence. And the discipline is, and I wrote about this in both books, I said I really think Paul's trip to Rome, his prosperous journey to Rome, he wrote to the Romans, he said, pray that I have a prosperous trip. His prosperous trip almost became a shipwreck. In fact, it did become a shipwreck because the people that were on board the ship did not do what God counseled them to do. They made a choice to overrule what God wanted. And so what you have is you have the will of man overruling what God wants in America. And the church itself wasn't evidently in a position strong enough to prevail. And the reason is, you could see with what you're saying right now, we haven't won the argument with the American nation. It's lurching towards its false religion and wrong values and socialism. So we have a job to do. And I think God's using the discipline of America to make it happen. When Paul's ship was going in the wrong direction, he warned them. He says, do not do this. Well, the socialists, the Marxists, the progressives, the woke crowd went on. And you know what they hit? They hit a judgment. They hit a storm they could not get out of. And they began to lose hope. Actually, they did lose hope. That's when Paul, who's the church, on board the ship, rose up and said, sirs, I have an unfinished assignment. I have a destiny. It's good for you that I happen to be stuck with you right now. If you listened to me, we wouldn't be in this mess. But God, whom I serve, has told me we're coming through. And so we're going to break up on an island. I'm getting some sense of what's happening. Just be encouraged. We're all going to be fine. Now they were all sailing with Paul. They were still in a storm, but they were sailing, the Bible says, with Paul. Paul wasn't sailing with them. That's the shift that's going to happen in the Great Awakening in America. Now, if the ship breaks up and the cargo gets lost and the economy gets wrecked and we have other setbacks like Biden and his incompetent Pentagon screwing up in the Middle East, giving Afghanistan $80 billion worth of weapons to create a caliphate that becomes part of the beast system of Islam, working with communist China, if that's what it takes for God to have the move of God he wants, he will do whatever it takes to get what he wants. I think that all this is turning out to Malta. When the ship broke up, Jim, they made it to shore. And when they made it to shore, Paul got bit by the viper. But Paul shook that viper. I think the viper is going to be media, negative press. It's going to be a government crackdown on Christians. But I think it's not going to harm us. We're going to shake it off into the fire. The reason why I think it's media is because a crowd was watching Paul when it happened. That tells me it's a media audience. And Paul doesn't die. In fact, they begin to think that Paul must be doing something right because he's whistling while he works. He should be dead. Then Paul starts a healing crusade. We're all praying for signs and wonders. It's coming. The miracles are coming. The signs and wonders are already starting. And they happen in Malta. You guys up there in the mountain are doing a new thing. The Israel, the Jews, which is part of my background, we had kibbutzes in Israel. They were kind of like socialist communities till we figure that capitalism works better. But Christians are going to start to work in communities. Revival's going to break out in regions. That's your Malta. Be looking for the regional restoration of America. God will give us a new ship. We will complete our journey to Rome. It will be a prosperous journey, but it may be that God's going to judge these systems and the individuals who will not give in to God's plan. They're going to end up judged as well because America's coming through this.
What he just said in the last 5 minutes, we lost one network, not him.
No, that's
it
right.
It wasn't Lance's fault. And it wasn't, it was somebody else, but it wasn't their fault. I mean, you know.
Well, I
and
just,
I won't remove the people from my show.
Yeah. Well, I would
I'm
just
not gonna
say
do
this,
it.
Dad. That's right.
I'm going to stand up for what we believe. I'm standing up for freedom in America.
Yeah.
My God,
yes.
Why are we listening? If I want to believe that bumblebees are spiritual, I have a right to do that.
Well, and I will just say this. We know that we know that this broadcast, The Jim Baker Show, it is being watched. Every episode is being watched every single day. They watch it. And you know what I'm believing? I'm like, good, let them get saved. Let them see the truth. Let them hear it. But that's the reality. The
but you have to deal with it.
Yes,
you're
I
the
do.
COO of this ministry.
Yes.
This little girl who was, wow.
Yeah.
Came from the ghetto.
But you know how we deal with it, Dad, is that we don't back down. We tell them, we say, listen, We're not going to be silenced. We're not going to be censored on our own broadcast. We are going to continue to preach the truth, because it is the truth that Lance Wall now speaking to you and to every single one of us. And we have to have ears to hear, but it's the truth. We cannot abandon the truth, because that is what's happening. The truth has been abandoned, and we cannot allow it.
I live with that sword of Damocles over my head every time I open my mouth. And I've been, got taken down off of YouTube for a week. And, but that's why I'm saying that. So I've got this podcast, lancewallnow.com/podcast. I found that by podcasting, I could, you know, there's less of a kill rate in podcasting than on these platforms. By the way, that's why Getter and Rumble and Telegram and Signal, that's why they are all emerging. That's why the devil wants to shut them down. By the way, I know that this is going to air, you know, with a little bit of a time gap between the hearings on the Hill, but I want to talk about something that's going on in the news right now. This fake whistleblower at Facebook that showed up a while back. That came up. I'm saying fake whistleblower because we got research on her. She's donated to 36 activists, left-wing activist organizations and Democrats. She's actually a plant. She's a fake whistleblower. She was in charge of censorship, and they weren't censoring conservatives enough. So she went out to attack Facebook in order to create the argument that Facebook is doing harm and knows it. And then you have the shutdown that cost, you know, Facebook billions of dollars. You know what's interesting? Facebook hasn't persecuted me. So I know there's been a lot of people that have been dinged and taken down and such. But I got to say this. That whistleblower is now in front of Congress. Why is it that there's a fast track for a plant who shows up with a fake story in order to increase censorship on conservatives? She's up on the Hill now having hearings with Pelosi. I want to know how come we never had hearings on 700 cities burning and an investigation of who funded the riots. I want to know who's funding the Haitians that are coming into Central America and into Mexico. If they are broke and desperate, somebody's paying for their air tickets. It's being paid for by the left-wing Marxist knuckleheads that are trying to destroy America. And so I just rebuke this kabuki theater that's going on. In the name of Jesus, I command the wheels to come off of Pharaoh's chariot, and I pray for a massive exposure of the game that they're playing in Washington and a backlash in 2022.
Yes, amen.
Well, we're running out of time, but what is the counterfeit hierarchy that you mention in God's chaos code?
Here it is. I introduced an idea, Jim, called Seven Mountains. It's like, I'm like, you know, that's why I love you, because I see the genius you have for branding and for ideas and what you've done in your life. So I create ideas that stick. I produce the Cyrus narrative, which is for evangelicals. They all want to know if Trump was a Christian. Well, clearly, Donald Trump, his greatest strength wasn't his, you know, his choir behavior. So I found in the Bible that Cyrus was a secular leader that God raised up for the sake of Israel. That Cyrus narrative was God, and it stuck. Trump derangement syndrome, it stuck. Seven mountains I came up with as a way of describing an idea that I had heard before that wasn't taking hold. It's there seven mountains that shape a nation. Government is right now the strongest. Media and education are the other two. And it's all funded by business. So with the church, will begin to rise up. And this is hard for us, but we need to go into the mountains. We need to go into the sphere of media, which is what you're doing. Go into the political arena. Go into the precinctstrategies.com. Go check this stuff out. Because when we go into the system, we become the ecclesia, the ecclesia rather. The ecclesia is the body of Christ mobilized to legislate heaven on earth. When we move into the business place, we have power in finance. When we move into media, we have power in media. So what I've been saying is the world operates under a false hierarchy of apostles, prophets, and teachers. That's what Paul said. These three make up the body of Christ. If the church goes in to these mountains, then we can take on the false apostles who are the messianic, like O'Bidens and Orcasios, who get packaged as your deliverer. So the false apostles are like angels of light. They're the politicians. The false prophets are the media. They're like the prophets of Baal. They're manipulating you with lies and controlling you with misinformation. And the false teachers are academia. It's the academia mountain, it's the media mountain, and the government mountain right now that's destroying America. If the church goes in with real apostles, prophets, and teachers, I believe we could take on the gates of hell, because the gates of hell cannot prevail against the ecclesia if it shows up.
One of my long-term graduates from my college has a program called Flashpoint, and you said on a recent episode of that, and it's a great show, by the way, the media is the wineskin of the Dark Ages right now. What did you mean?
Yeah, so when you had the Dark Ages, it was a monotheistic system where the church itself, the Roman Catholic Church, till its Reformation, which, by the way, Catholics reformed, if you think about it, Catholics reformed the Catholic Church. So we always make it Protestant versus Catholic. Luther was a Catholic. So Catholics reformed the Catholic Church. But when you have one media, which is what you got now, one voice, one narrative, like communist China, like Russia, what happens is you are only getting one perspective, and that's the perspective the state wants you to have, whether it's true or false. That produces the Dark Ages, because you're no longer hearing the truth, you're no longer learning what's happening, you're no longer participating in how to solve problems. So when you have this media control that's taking place right now, Jim Baker, it is producing a new Dark Ages with a new woke religion that will burn the heretics at the stake. History just goes around in circles.
Wow.
Mm, wow.
China is becoming more aggressive, flying their fighter planes very close to the Taiwan border. Will the current administration protect Taiwan? I've been in Taiwan, by the way. They have somewhat of a freedom there.
Yeah, Taiwan's different than Hong Kong, too. They got strong Christians. I was with Ambassador Brownback coming in from Hong Kong. He said the Christians there were very nervous about what was coming with China. And he asked and I had a dinner with like 40 business guys in Taiwan. And he said, are you afraid? And they all broke out laughing. There's a faith in the Christian community in Taiwan that is as strong as, remember, this is a country with $2 trillion worth of GDP. They're a titan. That's why China must have them, because they're an economic stimulus package to China. By the way, God is knocking China back right now. China is experiencing a meltdown in its own financial system. It's like the Lord is saying, look, I'm dealing with nations. I'm going to judge nations. America, you're going to discipline. You're going to go to school right now. You're messing with my glory. You're messing with the destiny I have for America. America is going through its prosperous shipwreck so that it can get a new ship. But we'll come out of that. China, God just said, I'm not going to let you totally take advantage of this. You've got the Bagram Air Base now that the Americans gave you in Afghanistan. You've got your Silk Road, your One Belt, which is one noose for a one-world economy. But they just had a meltdown of their Lehman Brothers, which is the equivalent of when we had a fiscal meltdown in 2006, 2008. This is 10 times larger. And so their fiscal position has just taken a blow. So God is controlling what's happening in the nations. What I want to say, Jim, just one thought, is we get obsessed about the United States, and I don't want us to be ignorant. I don't want Christians to be shallow in our understanding. It's not all about Donald Trump and America and head for the hills. God's doing something much bigger. There are sovereign nations like Brazil, like Hungary, like Taiwan, that are sovereign with their own culture, their own boundaries, their own government, and their own economy. The beast system, the empire system, which is going to be this Islamic caliphate and communism and the European Union, they want to create a new world order that will crush the individuality and freedom of sovereign nations, those nations that will not be part of the system. God is on the side of the sovereign nations. And so you're seeing these sheep nations begin to rise up. As the church rises up in those nations, the sovereign nations will push back against the beast. And we're going to have more time for the end time harvest.
With the withdrawal from Afghanistan, and we're running out of time, and I got to get a couple questions in here before you leave, and I know you have to catch a plane or something, but does this administration see the Taliban as the legitimate governing body there? What do you think is going to go on in Afghanistan?
They don't know what to do with the Taliban, Jim Baker, because if you listen to Joe Biden, he thought 300,000 Afghanistan armies with $80 billion of our greatest weapons surely will be able to hold on against the Taliban. Well, he found out. He was ignorant. Blinken is ignorant. These guys don't know what the heck they're doing. And that's part of the discipline of America. You get incompetent leaders that make incompetent choices. But their folly, according to the Bible, like Jannies and Jambres, there are times when the folly of your political enemies is made public. And Biden's incompetence and Blinken's incompetence is revealed openly. They don't know what to do with the Taliban. So they're calling them a terrorist state one day and saying they're trying to be a legitimate government the next day because they simply don't have a clue.
A few days ago, the media reported leaked files that revealed financial secrets of today's world leaders, celebrities, along with business and religious leaders called the Pandora Papers. Mm-hmm. Boy, that sounds secret, doesn't it? The Pandora's box. What can you tell us about that?
I could tell you that I see, and we Christians have to be really careful about this, I believe that the Lord told me when COVID first broke out, the only thing he said to me was, do not fear what they fear and don't believe what they say and don't call everything a conspiracy that they call a conspiracy. That's from Isaiah. And I didn't know what it meant, but I believe like that whistleblower, the fake whistleblower from Facebook, was sent to go crack down and make censorship of conservative Republicans. That's what she's trying to accomplish on the Hill. I believe some of these stories are psychological warfare. They're psyops. They're CIA and left-wing news media release. There's a demonic strategy at work to take down America. And part of it is to distrust the elites. Well, I'll be the first one to tell you, you can't trust the ruling class in Washington. But I also believe that you can trust some. It's not the people that are evil, it's the ideas that are evil. What this Pandora's box is trying to say is that the Putins and oh, like we didn't know this, and the wealthy have offshore accounts and they put their money offshore. I want to know where the Democrats are putting their money. I want to know where Biden made $30 million. I want them to investigate Hunter Biden and the laptop. I want them to go after all Senator Feinstein and all these other wealthy multimillionaire American politicians who go in with a set salary and come out as multimillionaires. I want that because they're working the game. The difference is the purpose of this journalism is to create the socialist backlash, which is, we need to clean up. The elites are making money and they're not sharing it. But that's not necessarily the truth. The wealthy class is actually paying more than their fair share of taxes. And what they're talking about is manipulating the sentiment of the masses to talk about how rich people hide their wealth. Well, duh, no kidding. That's going to go on under the Antichrist as well.
Before you leave, I want one more question, all right? You got just one more minute before I know you have to catch a plane or something. We have all heard recently about another round of supply shortages due to, in part, to COVID-19. I want you to talk about it. Could we run that clip and then you let him talk about it? Let's roll that.
Tonight, record shipping backlogs are sparking shortages of cars, clothing, and electronics, with the holiday shopping season right around the corner.
The level of uncertainty is really unprecedented.
Billions of dollars of goods floating in limbo. Dozens of cargo ships now stuck off the ports in Los Angeles and New York, with wait times to dock stretching up to 3 weeks. Struggling to keep up with surging demand, the global supply chain rocked by COVID-19 disruptions, causing a lack of workers.
There are shortages across a number of industries, perhaps nowhere more acutely so than in frontline workers, such as port workers and truck drivers.
Much like the start of the pandemic, Costco once again limiting purchases of toilet paper and paper towels. Making matters worse, COVID outbreaks shutting down factories in Southeast Asia, cutting production. Half of Nike's clothing factories in Vietnam forced to close. Under Armour and Apple also feeling the pinch. And it's not just big corporations.
If you see something you like, go ahead and buy it.
George Jones owns a toy store in Alabama, urging people to start shopping soon.
Yes, you can see it online, but if you put, you know, you're going to give them your money and you give them your credit card, when are you going to receive that merchandise? It may be too late.
Experts say Americans may feel the pain of supply chain problems through the new year and beyond.
Before you leave, Lance, could you talk about the shortages that is being reported? And do you think it's going to get worse?
Well, remember my theory of the case, Jim, is going back to the Malta story. So the first thing that they hit in the storm was the loss of cargo. What they realized later was that the cargo was their economics. That was why they decided to leave the port when they did. It was all for economics. So God dealt with their economics, and then it was their lives. And to save their lives, they actually had to listen to the man of God. And so I think if that theory is correct, that that's the Bible pattern, then we should buckle up. And you've been ahead of the curve on this for a long time. This is where we have the generators, where we have the food supply. This is where people do what they do to prepare themselves for what's coming. The supply chain interruptions are part of the economic discipline that's coming in the West. But in the midst of that, there's gold and silver. There is certain assets that are going to increase in value. And so we need to become literate at the same time, because while there's going to be this disruption in the supply chain, and I've heard it's going to be a massive reset in Wall Street. So you want to be really thinking about your stock position and stuff like that if you've got investments, because that supply chain thing is much more dangerous than you realize. Because once the bridge goes out in terms of a supply chain, you can't get the food over to McDonald's, for instance. And it has an unintended and anticipated consequence. When the supply chain gets interrupted, it's different than when you're just out of toilet paper. Companies go belly up that are part of the supply chain. Then you're in real trouble. So we are praying for God to discipline and shake in such a way that America can have a prosperous shipwreck, meaning that God's people are prepared for what's coming, and that out of this is going to come a new ship.
All right, I know you have to leave, but we want to thank Lance Wono for being with us today. On tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to be talking about Canary Islands.
Yes.
This is something, if you're not watching Canary Islands, does anybody see the news on the Canary Islands?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The scientists have warned us decades ago.
Yes.
About the Canary Islands.
And mm-hmm. the impact.
And tomorrow we're going to really get into that, because this was something God showed me was coming. And they're saying that it could wipe out the entire east coast of the United States of America, mm-hmm. and that the island is already collapsing, Mondo.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so we'll
sir.
Get into that tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. Well, our time's gone. What we need to do today is ask you to stand with us financially, show us to make it through our days to come.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we need monthly givers. And the one thing we say, you know, people say, how can you raise, you know, we need $1 million right now. How can we do that? Everybody giving something. Mm-hmm. Everybody doing the monthlies. We've talked about everybody doing $1 a day.
Yes, that's right.
$1 a day is $30 a month, right?
That's right, yes.
It depends on 1 month. There might be 31. Mm-hmm. But $30, we'll say,
yes.
A month. Mm-hmm. That I think everybody could do that.
Yes, amen.
And I'm going to do that for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of joining my own president's club again,
yes.
because I've stopped with the president. I used to be a president's club member.
And that's the thing, Dad, is so many of our partners, they were monthly givers to the ministry. And when we lost the ability to process the credit cards, that went away. And so really even part of what we're doing is just making you aware that we can now do this again. And this is a time we are truly, this ministry, You know, we're fighting for the life of the voice of the prophets.
And people, if the church don't stand up, you won't have a church left.
That's right.
And we need to stand up for what's right in this
Amen.
Country.
Amen. Yes.
And so we need that monthly.
Yes.
And I just think I'm going to go ahead and pledge from, I get Social Security, mm-hmm. and I'm pledged for my Social Security, $100 a month.
Amen.
And I'll be my President's Club member.
That's our President's Monthly Club. That's $100 a month. Or we have the Jubilee, the Count Me In. And this is what we're saying. We're saying count me in
that's
to stand with
right?
the voice of the prophets. Yes, that's $50 monthly giving to the ministry. And that's an automatic giving every single month. Or if you
that's
can do...
If people that are out there watching need
yes.
to get set free. That's what Jubilee is.
Yes,
there was
amen.
That's 50 in the Bible was... Getting yes. rid of all the debt, you know.
Yes.
So that would be great for you to join the Jubilee Club. But I need you to call today. If everybody could do something.
Yes.
And as many as possible then could just, if thousands of people would say, I'll send $30 a month to help you pay the bills every month. Mm-hmm. And then we don't have to be scrambling for the money every month. Wouldn't
yes.
that be good?
Amen. Amen. And I also want to remind everyone too, Dad, I think it's so important as a ministry in the days that we're living in, you know, there's just so much happening with we're truly just trying to stay on the air. And there's so many different things that we're seeing behind the scenes with our guests and the censoring that's taking place all around the world, around the nation. But I just want to remind you, you know, we have launched the Voice of the Prophets Network. That's our own network. And so I want to encourage you, go to ptlnetwork.com. I want you to put it, the team's going to put it on the screen. You can find us there. If for some reason you cannot find us, I just want to make sure that you know we have the Voice of the Prophets Network at ptlnetwork.com. You can watch on Roku, Apple TV. If you have a cell phone, an iPad, you can download the free app. It's absolutely free, PTL Network, and you
Amen.
Can watch all the shows, the Jim Baker shows,
and
everything we're doing.
Look
yes.
for us somewhere else because we're all over the place
yes.
with our show, but they're fighting us right now.
Yeah.
And, We're sending you this cup, by the way,
yes.
when you join the monthly. It's
yes.
just a little reminder every morning with breakfast. Pray for us.
Yes.
The PTL, Voice of the Prophets Network.
Amen.
There, you get a cup. It's just a way of saying thank you. Okay?
Yeah.
But we have to go. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. We'll be talking about it's later than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.